3, 2, 1.
Welcome to X-Fabula!
True personal story.
X-Fabula.
X-Fabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And welcome to another X-Fabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend, 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bruce Winter with X-Fabula co-founder Leah Delaney, who is here, as always, on the weekends to bring us stories from Story Slams and other events in the past. And we promised last week we would have an announcement concerning the next Story Slam.
Are you
ready to do that?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Well, the December Slam, and remember, normally we have the December Spectacular,
yes.
But that's actually moved to January, so we could squeeze in another slam. The December Slam is going to be on the 14th of December, and the theme is a perfect storm.
Oh, perfect for the holiday season.
Yeah, yeah, it's stormy. It's crazy. In fact, that's actually today's theme. I did a little bit of a mashup on two words here. Are you ready, folks? Holla-craze.
Holla-craze.
It's the holla-craze season. Everybody's going crazy, running around shopping, leaving babies on the cars, the hot coffees in the cars, and they're driving away.
You're probably not the first one to come up with that, but it fits just perfectly.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm not the first. But let's listen to some people tell their holiday crazy stories. We're going to start out today's show with a story told by a Mr. Christopher Spencer. He was a first-time teller at our event in November of 2015, where the theme was My Life of Crime. So let's listen to Christopher's tale.
So I'm new. Exciting. Blinding lights. I'm just going to start off the story by saying a quick question. Is lying to the police illegal? We'll worry about that later. Sixth grade, uniform ready, early morning. Wake up at 8 o'clock. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I am full. I head to school. It's been a great day. Had art class. Made the greatest unicorn anyone has ever seen. My mom picks me up about 3:15 from Emmaus Lutheran. And then we head home, Silver Spring, 92nd in Silver Spring. Down the lane, there's a pick and save. I don't know if any of you seen this pick and save. There's a JCPenney next to it. There's a Dollar Tree. You guys should shop there. Anyway, we go over and we see the parking lot is a weird structure. There's a lot of mounds and hills and curvatures. I like the word curvatures. There, and my mom parks at this weird incline, see? And now she's only going there for a gallon of milk because I'm like 14 or 12 or 8. I can't do math. Private school, right? And so she just leaves me in the car. She just leaves me in the car, and I'm responsible out of her three children. So I'm like, yeah, I can handle this. I'm grown. So she leaves me in her car that doesn't have insurance, that's not hers, and honestly, she had the keys in the car also. Leaving that there. And so I'm just sitting down in the passenger seat. The windows are down, and I'm just chilling. I'm sitting down. I'm relaxing. There's a breeze. I can see the sun. And then I get bored. I get real bored real fast, really quickie. It's a turn up here. And so automatically, I'm sitting down. Then my foot makes its way to the other side, right? And then my legs are dangling. I put the seat back, and I'm just all crouched in. Have you guys seen Nightcrawler from X-Men? He just climbs stuff, and he teleports, and he's there, and then he's there. And that was me in the car. And so I'm like, I'm a superhero now, because that's the way my mind works. And all of a sudden, my hand is on the Prindle. And I know you guys are thinking, what the hell is a Prindle? I call the gear shift a Prindle because that's the way I read. And so it's on the Prindle, and I'm thinking, man, what does this big R letter in bold means? Let's see. And so I take it and I push the button in and I pull down and it's in reverse. And I'm like, that didn't do anything. I'm fine. Like, this is cool. And then there's a quietness. There's a stillness in the air. My heart jumps all of his chest, and I can't breathe anymore. This car is moving back. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? I panic. And the first thing I do is try to save a life. I look outside and I immediately see this other car right behind me as a lady is putting her groceries in the truck. So I immediately turn my head out and I scream, get out the way. And so this lady, she turns back fast as hell, and she's running, sidestepping the car. This car is moving slow as hell to the other car, by the way, like 5 miles per minute. And I'm thinking this is going super high flash DC Comics speed fast. And honestly, hit the truck like this. In my head, that went. And so I overreact, I scream, I get out the car, and I apologize. I am crying tears, please don't let me get an ass whooping. And I don't know what that means to everyone else, but it means please don't let me be on punishment and get a whooping, because I love TV. And so I immediately run to the pick and say, my mom is coming out the doors, and I look at her like, I'm sorry. She's like, what? I go, I crashed the car. She goes, what? So by the time I get out there, I see the lady who's parking the car already on the parking lot, back to the parking spot it was in. And the first thing she says is, let's call the police. I'm like, let's trade insurance information. And they talk all that stuff over. And so we get to the house, and the police comes, and he's interrogating me. And the one thing my mom told me was, do not tell the police that the keys was in the car. And I was like, as long as I'm not on punishment, cool. And so he didn't even ask about the keys. So I just go up to him. I go, the keys were not in the car. They were not in the car. And we had chicken Alfredo for dinner, and it was cool. I had dry cotton mouth and dry lips, and I got off scot-free. And that was it.
And that was Christopher Spencer's real, live, true, personal story that he told at My Life of Crime Story Slam.
And I can really relate to his story because as a child in the car, I always wanted to, like, play with the Prindle, as he called it.
Oh,
the
yeah,
shifter,
yeah.
Because P-R-N-D-L spells Prindle.
Yeah, took me a minute, sorry.
And I always wanted to do that, and he actually did. Put the car in reverse, and away it went. I love it.
He's everybody's hero, Christopher Spencer is.
That was so cool.
So, you know, while people are out shopping and such, we do have a couple gifts here with Xfabula. You can gift a membership. Give the gift of a story.
Yes, xfabula.org is the place where you can find all the information about memberships and events and everything else that's going on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Story number two.
Ding, ding. Is from Con Hagen. He told a story. It's a short one, so keep your ears perked. It Gets Better was the Story Slam back in 2011. Let's hear Con Hagen's story.
It's December of 75. I'm going to MATC taking photography courses. It's exam day. I got an hour and 40 minute exam starting at 10 o'clock. I drive down. I was living on Sherman and Center next to a church. That's another story. I pull up. I'm on 3rd and Juno, right by Sydney High. Remember Sydney High? Okay. I'm actually facing south. I'm on the west side of the street, just south of Juno. Got the car running. I got a 74 Volkswagen Super Beetle. I got the car, you know, the heater in there. Well, actually, it was a pretty good heater because it was a little bit more advanced than the older VWs. Heater blaring. I'm studying. I got the radio going. Go to my class, I come back an hour and 50 minutes later. Hey, my car's still running. I never turned it off, never turned the heater off, never turned the radio off, but I locked the door. And of course the keys are on the inside. So I'm looking in the window, it's almost not empty. I gotta turn this engine off instantly. So in those days, the engine was in the back, you just press the button, I lift it up, and I think, oh, geez, if I pull the distributor coil off, I'm going to get a shock. And a guy comes by and he says, what'd you do? Well, gee, mister, I think I locked my keys in the car. I want to turn the engine off. Well, you know how to do that, don't you? Oh, no, how do you do that? He says, you just grab it. Ah! You just grab that. Oh, okay, so the engine's dead. No problem. Now I got to get in the car. I remembered, like, remember, I live on Sherman and Center, right next to the church. That's another story. My buddy, one of my roommates, works at Yellow Cab, which was right across the river, corner of Juno and Edison or something like that, kitty corner from the Harp. So I go over there and walk in, and I said, hey, I got to get a hold of my buddy. He's one of your cab drivers. He says, okay, what's his name? He says, I said, Ahmed. He says, what's his last name? I don't know. He says, wait, you're trying to tell me your roommate, you don't know his last name? He says, I don't know. He's from Somalia. He's got a weird last name. How many Ahmeds you got? He says, we got 6 Ahmeds. Oh, great. So he runs through a list of them. I thought, yeah, well, that's pretty close. Give me that guy's number. He says, I'm not going to give you the number. I said, okay, I'm positive that's him. So I call him, and he comes down, gives me the keys. I go back across. It's out of gas now. So poor Ahmed goes to the gas station for me, gets the gas, fill it up about a gallon, turn it on, take off. I got an A in the test, too. Thanks.
And that was Con Hagen with his holiday craziness stories.
That's good. He's locking the keys in the car. I don't know that you can do that anymore with today's cars because they won't let you lock it.
They won't. You know, I actually have a huge fear on this. So whenever I start my car in the winter and I have to like shovel off my windows and such, I actually leave my car window down all the way while the car is like in the middle of winter, just for fear that my car is just going to. And I know that's not plausible anymore, but I still have that crazy fear.
Back in the day, it was easily done.
I'll figure out a way to lock myself out of my car, I'm sure.
And we'll come rescue you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Once again, December Story Slam coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yep, December 14th. It is going to be at the Times Cinema, where the theme is Perfect Storm. And if you want more details about that, I would suggest you just run right over to exfabula.org, which is also where you can find all details about our memberships as well.
And think about those perfect storm stories you might have.
Yes, Milwaukee, we're waiting for you.
All right. Leah, thank you so much. We'll do this again next weekend.
Perfect. Thanks.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306 a tea of war. Relations, sparing no expense'll send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.